大家好。
Good morning, everyone.
什么人凌晨看足球的吗？
Who watched the soccer this morning? Wow, all the guys.
哦，等一下，你应该不会打瞌睡吧
？So you should be wide awake now.
就从这个世界足球讲起。
So let's talk about the start from the World Cup.
很多人为着这个事情非常的这个兴奋。
So everyone is so excited about this World Cup.
那么当然在巴西，有很多人很高兴，有很多人很生气。
So in Brazil, many are happy, but many are angry too.
一些人在踢足球，一些人在示威。
Some are protesting, while some are kicking the ball.
然后我们也看到说，在香港，在台湾，也一直有不断这个示威的这个事情，昨天冲进立法院里面，这个是香港。
So likewise in Hong Kong, in Taiwan, there are also many areas of protestation.
然后最近我们有人新加坡也放了一些东西，那么讲了一些不高兴的话。
So in Singapore, likewise, there are people who say things that are that they vent their unhappiness.
泰国在。还在这个叫做戒严当中，昨天可能已经放松了一点。
Thailand has just lifted their curfew recently, yeah.
然后你发现到说，世界各地，正如刚才 Ivan 所说的，好像没有更好，越来越糟。
So it seems that everywhere in the world, things are getting worse, not better.
我想，其实一向来我们每天都跟着问题在一起的。
Actually, all along in our daily lives, we live with problems.
因为我们每一个人都有我们的想法。
Because everyone has your own way of thinking.
然后我们每个人都有我们认为那个是最好最对的。
And we have our way of thinking that that is the best way.
而当我们又不是只是想，我们也会把我们所想的成为一种行动的时候。
And when we not only think, but when we act out what we think.
不管是宗教的。
Whether it's religious matters.
或者是非宗教的。
Or non-religious
matters. 我们去表达出来。
And so we express it.
那在我们现在的大多数的一些所谓民主社会里面
And so in many of these so-called democratic societies
再加上我们现在很方便能够表达我们自己
And it is so convenient to express ourselves nowadays
所以你就发现到说很多不同的声音很多不同的表示就会出现了
So you realize that many voices surface up and many ways of expressions
这样我们可能以为说这个是很乱
We might see this as chaotic
但是有时候真的是讲到就动手了。
And sometimes really, in speech becomes acts of violence.
然后我们可能讲别人说他们的这些所谓政治人物呢，都整天打架。
And we might say that all the political leaders are always fighting.
那么我们这边没有人打架。
And we say that here we do not fight.
只是时候而已啦。
Actually, it may be a matter of time.
然后这个叫做很乱。
And we say this is so chaotic.
我想这个很可能只是很表面的现象。
This might be just a very superficial scenario.
那有一种呢是不乱的。
There's another kind where you don't see on the surface. It's not chaotic on the surface.
但是可能是因为它很好很正常。
It could be that it is very good and normal.
但是可能是说你根本不能够乱，你一乱的话呢，你就会。
But it could also be that you can't be messy because once you're chaotic, then that's the end.
所以你说我的孩子很乖的。
So you say my child is a very good boy.
我先问说你是不是很凶啊
？And I would think, oh, is it because you're very fierce?
所以你孩子很乖吗
？So maybe you're very fierce, that's why your child is so obedient.
所以都有很多种可能的情况。
So there are many possibilities.
所以让我们都看到说这样的一个情形是，我不是说很自然，我说他就是这样。
So may we accept that the situation is like this.
但是它背后就是因为说我们都有不同的想法，我们不同的坚持，我们不同的信念，我们有不同的热忱。
But it could also mean that behind that everyone has a different perspective, a different kind of motivation and convictions.
那可能你说我们家里面最近也是闹得不安宁。
And perhaps they say even in my own family, we have a lot of unhappiness going on.
这个孩子跟父母亲在那边打冷战。
Children and parents are having a cold war.
都可能因为我们有一些不同的一些想法，一些不同的事情。
And we have a very different way of thinking.
那么现在我们成长的过程里面跟过去不大一样。
And we say, you know, the way we develop nowadays, we grow up is so different from the past.
过去我们的父母亲没有时间管我们，一来也不知道怎么样管我们。
In the past, our parents have no time to care about us, and or they are not able to care about us.
因为他们为了生活已经是很辛苦很忙碌了。
Because they have to work hard for livelihood.
但是现在我们的父母很厉害。
But today our parents.
我们做父母的，我们很厉害。
Those our parents are very smart.
我们又会看书。
We can read.
我们又会上 YouTube 上网。
We take courses or through the net.
老师会的，我们也大概会一点。
Whatever the teachers know, we also know a bit.
校长知道的，我们也知道，甚至可能知道比他多。
We may even know more than what the principal knows.
那么我们也把孩子呢，要这样教，要那样教。
And we want to teach our child in this way, in that way.
牛顿第三大定律这样讲嘛。
And so the third law of Newton.
作用力跟反作用力是相同而又相对。Action and reaction are equal, always equal and opposite. Opposite. 这个是我真的物理老师的发音 opposite. 所以你有作用啊，你有去作用啊，所以就会有一些反作用啊。
So there's an action, so of course there's been a reaction too.
所以这个也是很自然的事情。
So that's very natural.
那么是不是说一定就是要乱成一团呢？
Does it have to be very messy and very chaotic?
是不是一定呢？就是一定是不高兴呢？
Does it have to be unhappiness?
那么再回到你说我们这个宗教信仰的
And now we come back to our religious faith.
我们常听人家说宗教都是一样的
We hear people say religion is all the same.
都是叫人做好的
It is about telling people to be good.
我想这句话是很外行的人讲的
And this is probably people who are not familiar with the faith.
每一个宗教都不一样
Every faith is different.
你说现在在中东那一些他跟你讲说我的跟你一样吗
How can the faith in Middle East be the same as what we are today?
你说塔利班要跟你讲我的跟你一样吗
Can you say the Taliban saying that my faith and your faith is the same?
我说绝对不一样，我怎么会跟你一样
We say absolutely not. How can it be the same?
我相信我的是更好的
I believe that my faith is better than yours.
我要推行我的想法
And I want to push through my thinking.
所以当我们每一个人都有一个东西当作是最好最重要的时候
So when every one of us has something that we think is the best, and is the best.
我们会冲突
Then there will be conflict.
但你说这样最好，我们呢最好不要有想法，不要有理想。
And so you say, okay lah, then maybe the best thing is not to have ideology.
那另外有一种叫做什么？我只相信我自己。
There's another kind. They say I only believe in myself.
我什么都不管，我什么都不理。
I don't care about anything else.
现在越多人呢就是这样，只有我是最重要。
So more and more people are like this. They say I am the most important.
结果你发现到说，你一走出家门
，And you realize that once you step out of your house,
除非你整天关在家里面，然后对着你的电脑
，Unless you're in the closet and you're always looking at your computer.
然后你也自拍也自恋
，And you take a lot of selfie and you love yourself. Yeah.
Narcissism.
Narcissism. Okay.
那自我欣赏、自我肯定、自我感觉良好。
So a level of self-affirmation and self-goodness and so on.
不过当你放到你出去的时候
，You realize that when you step out.
你发现很多人就会让你觉得不舒服。
Everyone makes you so uncomfortable.
所以不一定说你没有些想法、你没有理想、你没有信仰，那你就会是就。你就会很中立，或者说很没事。
Doesn't mean that if you have no ideology, then you are very neutral and you'll be safe.
那我讲了这么一大堆，要讲什么
？So what is the point?
就是说，我们每一个人都离不开有一个东西是我们喜欢的，是我们崇拜的，是我们的执着的。
That means that there's none of us are inseparable from thinking that we are very passionate about and we are very persistent in it.
我一定要看完每一场足球的。
Some people say that we must watch every single match.
所以一定有一个东西是你觉得是你觉得那个是你要付一点时间付一点这个代价去。
There's something that you're very insistent that you need to sacrifice your time and effort on.
那你说这样的事情跟敬拜是不是很相似？
Then you ask yourself, isn't that something similarities with worship?
因为敬拜就是你有一个对象，你整个人你愿意对着他的。
So worship is there is an audience, a target that you're always looking at.
那今天我们要讲回敬拜赞美。
So today we are talking back about praise and worship.
那是诗篇149篇。
And that is Psalms 149.
我发现到说这一篇告诉我们一件很麻烦的事情。
I realize that the psalm tells us something quite problematic.
我的题目是危险的敬拜
A dangerous worship
Or the danger of worship 为什么呢
Why
我们来看一下
Okay, let's look at Psalms 149
诗篇149篇、我请一清执事来先读前面的、这个四节你读前面四节
Psalms 149 Praise the Lord Sing to the Lord a new songHis praise in the assembly of the saints. Let Israel rejoice in their maker. Let the people of Zion be glad in their king. Let them praise his name with dancing and make music to him with tambourine and harp. For the Lord takes delight in his people. He crowns the humble with salvation.
第五节到第九节，愿圣民因所得的荣耀高兴，愿他们在床上欢呼，愿他们口中称赞神为高，手里有两刃的刀，为要报复列邦，刑罚万民，要用链子捆他们的君王，用铁镣锁他们的大臣，要在他们身上施行所记录的这个审判。他的圣名都有这荣耀，你们要赞美耶和华。你注意看第五到第九节。
If you read verses 5 to 9,
他给你一个印象，我们呢要去因着我们的神的缘故呢，我们去把别人打倒。
It gives us an impression that for the sake of God, we want to have war with other people.
然后这个是我们常常平常的在敬拜的时候，我们都这样子敬拜，都这样子唱。
And then if this is something that you keep on worshiping and you keep singing about this,
那么是不是在洗我们的脑，然后是不是在灌输一个印象，就是说我们这样子崇拜我们这个神呢，我们要去打倒我们的敌人。
Is this saying that as you're worshiping, it's brainwashing us that when we worship God, then we have to inflict punishment on our enemies?
所以你发现说敬拜是很危险的。
So you realize that worship can be dangerous.
真的，我们也就是因为我这么执着，我这么强烈的相信那一个，所以我有一种很激烈的反应。
And so yes, it's because you're so persistent and insistent in what you think, therefore your reaction is very strong.
那么诗篇149篇是不是促成这样的一种的这个作用呢？
Is 149 trying to inflict this kind of thinking?
在犹太人自己的历史里面，它有产生这样的作用。
In the history of Israel, it did cause such a consequence.
在主耶稣诞生前的那300多年，
About 200 years before the birth of Christ,
在犹太人主义当中确实有这样的一个想法。
Amongst the Jewish people, there is such a thinking.
就是说上帝要用我们以色列人呢去惩罚这些非这个犹太人。
And the thinking was that God will use us Israelites to punish all these non-Israelite enemies.
路加福音主耶稣也讲到说，以后十二个门徒要跟他一起呢，来审判所有的人。
And in the Gospel of Luke, Jesus says that the 12 disciples will sit with him and judge the world.
所以这样的一些这个思想是从这个旧约里面这个产生的。
So all this thinking came about from the Old Testament.
那大家你还记得我在跟大家分享这个140期的时候，我说这个旧约里面没有制造以色列是成为一种恐怖分子。
And I shared with you before, and I said the Old Testament is not to make us into terrorists.
那跟149篇是不是有一种矛盾，一个冲突呢？互相冲突呢
？So we say, is there a conflict between Psalm 147 and 149?
所以今天我们需要花一点时间来处理这个经文。
So we need to spend some time to understand the scripture.
我们对这个经文怎么了解
？How we understand the scripture?
尤其是这个是一个常常敬拜的这样的一个当中的一个事情。
Particularly, this is something that is repeatedly done in worship.
那么在这个诗篇研究的学者里面呢，也分了两个很不同的意见。
And so scholars who examine the Psalms, they have two different ways of thinking.
大家都是根据原文，但是可以产生不同的意见。
Everyone says that they base it on the original script, but they can come up with two different scenarios.
我告诉你，原文很重要。
Yes, the original language is important.
但是原文没有解决全部的东西。
But it doesn't solve all your problems.
那么大家都是从原文里面在翻译。
Everyone says I use the original language and I translate.
那么有一批德国的学者说，这里不能够照做字面的意思这样解。
And so one group of German scholars says that we cannot read this literally.
但是有一些这个美国的一些学者说，就是保留它。
But American scholars says we keep it as literal.
因为他们说我们的国家过去发动伊拉克战争，在更早的时候，我们就是说我们有圣经根据。
Because earlier they say that we started this Iraq war. It's based on the scripture.
这个是真的，在美国的保守教会里面有这样的一个想法。
So in a very conservative American churches, there is such an thinking.
所以我们要怎么样子面对这个事情呢
？So how do we face this situation?
这里是不是说我们以色列有一天要成为上帝手中的工具去惩罚这个别人
？Is he saying that the Israelites will one day be the weapon of God to punish the enemies?
如果答案是是的话
，If the answer is yes，
那什么意思
？What does that imply？
当然，我们会感到很不安，而且是非常的这个可怕。
It will make us very fearful and afraid。
但是如果不是的话
，But if the answer is no，
我们凭什么讲说这个是不是
？How can we say based on what do we say it is no？
我想今天 我们在这样的一个开放的这个所谓后现代化的世界里面。
So in this very open, postmodernistic society.
那么这个 Richard Taugin 呢，他就会跟你说，你看宗教就是这样，常常引起战争。他特别指这些东西。
And so this Richard Taugin will say, they say religion is always causing wars.
那么这个很野蛮，很这个这个残忍。
And it's very brutal and very cruel.
他有他这个根据的。
He has his evidence, so called.
那我们已经不能够寄望人家认同说圣经的权威。
And so right now we say we cannot have everyone agree on the authority of the Bible.
我们也不能够阻止人家讲不同的意见。
Nor can we stop people having differing views on the Bible.
那么也我们也不能够因为人家讲的话对我们是一个挑战，或者说对我们是一个呢很大的一个刺激，然后呢我们就这个。否定他。
Nor can we deny people when what they say is in conflict, or denying to what we say.
我想我们教会不要用这种蛮横的态度来对待这个跟我们不一样的讲法的人，或者说挑战我们的人。
So I think from the church we do not need to use this very
蛮横的。
我们 bullying kind of way, you know, to reject others.
然后说然后我们呢就教育我们的弟兄姐妹，圣经是上帝的话，是权威，所以呢就是这样。
So we do not need to say educate our believers and say, no, the Bible is the authority of God, and so be it.
没有错，圣经是上帝的话，是权威。
Definitely, the Bible is the authority of God.
但是我们要讲清楚。
But we do clarify that.
我们今天一定要提高、提升我们讲话的那个能力。
We have to upgrade the way we communicate today.
在这个现代化里面，后现代化里面呢，人人都能够讲，人人都有权利讲。
In today in our society, everyone can talk. Everyone has the power.
谁都没有资格说你不能讲，或者说你不应该讲。
No one has the right to say that you can't speak up.
但是我们要学的更能够讲，更会讲，而且讲得更对更好。
But we must know how to upgrade ourselves to speak well and to speak.Correctly and speak better.
而第一个呢，就是我们不要逃避这种呢尴尬的问题。
And the first one is not to run away from all these very difficult questions.
也不要设法呢去把它呢这个叫做把那种很尖锐的部分呢把它磨得很滑。
Now try to polish it up and cover it up.
我们要真的是硬着头皮呢来问。
You have to face it and ask.
所以这里呢，你就发现到说，如果再说简单呢，你就。活不下去了。
And you say that if you simplify or simplistically take things for granted here, then you can't go on.
因为事情没有这么简单。
Things are not so simple.
我们真的要把整本圣经看透、看懂。
You need to read through the whole Bible, thoroughly and complete and well.
我知道这个是很多人感觉到很吃力、很辛苦的。
Many of us find it very difficult to do that.
但是我们不能够因为我们做不到，或者说不知道怎么做，或者什么，我们连这个观念我们都不要。
But there's no excuse to say that because it's hard, then we don't even think about doing that.
因为我们接下来我们的这个环境，你发现到很多种讲法，真的已经不再是呢，是跟我们呢同情我们的，或者是说帮助我们的。
Because we realize that there are now many voices, they may not be sympathetic to what we say and what we believe.
我们过去享有的那一种的这种这个被认可的那样的一个时代已经过去了。
The era where you know we are being affirmed, the faith is being affirmed is past.
尤其是在西方，不再叫做基督教的时代，现在是后基督教时代。
In the West, it's no longer calling a Christianity or Christendom, but it's post-Christianity.
所以大家是不再会比较善意对你了。
So people may not treat you kindly if you say you are Christian.
但是我们要这个更加的这个面对这样的一个挑战。
All the more we should face up to this challenge.
所以我们就要看得更加的这个深入。
So we have to read in depth.
而其中一个就是我们要看得更全面。
And one of it is to be have a very broad understanding of it.
我们现在很习惯的那一种 cut and paste, 然后弄成一篇文章，然后交给老师。
And so,
你是不能够面对。接下来这种时代
，so be comprehensive about it, and no more such tactics called cut and paste and become a piece of work.
你真的是要进入里面，一样一样，慢慢的再把它好好的了解，然后再把它看连成一起。
You need to go in depth, and then you have to digest your things, and you come up with your own.
好，那么我们要怎么看这个事情呢
？So how should we view this subject?
那首先我们还是要回到前面的那四节。
We still have to go back to the first four verses.
那前面这四节里面有两个重点。
And these four verses has got two main points.
上帝是创造主。
First, that God is the maker of the universe.
上帝是王。
And second, God is king.
那你注意这两个重点呢，一直出现。
And you realize that these two points keep appearing.
尤其是从145篇到149篇。
Particularly from Psalm 145 all the way to 149.
那么它出现的方式的里面的细则是不大一样的。
Although the details may differ,
虽然它都围绕在这两个重点。
It's always revolving about these two points.
但是它每一篇给你的内容那些 detail 呢是不一样的。
But every psalm contains different details about these two points.
那么其实从诗篇90篇开始。
Actually, from Psalm 90 onwards,
就上帝是王这样的一个课题呢就一直搬出来了。
This topic of God as King has resurfaced again and again.
然后中间同时穿插上帝是创造主。
Interpersed with saying that God is the creator.
所以诗篇对犹太人来说，
So to a Jew, to the Jewish people,
他最后很强烈的引导犹太人呢去注意两件事。
It causes the Jewish person to focus on two things.
就是说上帝是创造主，
God is the creator,
上帝是王，
God is the king,
然后上帝要在我们当中做王，
and God wants to be the king in our midst.
但是现在呢我们没有让上帝做王，
But today we did not let God be our king,
因为我们违背上帝，
Because we have disobeyed God,
我们没有把上帝当王，
We did not reckon God as king.
但是上帝呢告诉我们说他要成为我们的王，
Yet God keeps telling us he wants to be our king.
他有一天要死到他成为我们的王，我们也真的会好好的尊他为王。
And one day he will cause himself to be our king, and we will be able to worship him as king.
我相信你听到这里，可能你开始有闻到一些很熟悉的味道了。
Perhaps right now you smell something that's familiar.
你就能够明白为什么主耶稣出来的时候。
You understand why when Jesus comes out.
他传福音，他说天国近了。
When Jesus appears and he says the kingdom is near.
Also, the heaven of God is come. 这个是马太的天国近了。
The kingdom of heaven is near.
这什么意思？
What does that mean?
那么其实你看福音书，主耶稣的整个内容都是一直在讲天国。
When you go to the Gospels, you realize that Jesus is always talking about the kingdom of heaven.
那么天国不是天堂啊。
Not talking about heavenly paradise, per se.
如果你把天国当作天堂，那就整个是误会了。
That's a misconception. If you think the kingdom of heaven equates paradise.
那么他就是说，上帝作为王呢，他现在呢来了。
It is saying that God as king has come.
他的作为他的王权呢的影响要出现了。
The power, the reign of his sovereignty has come upon us.
那么他要显示出他是王了。
And he wants to show and reveal that he is king.
然后我们看一下马太福音最后一章。
So let us look at Matthew, the last chapter.
这个我们非常熟悉的那个所谓大使命。
The Great Commission that we are familiar with.
耶稣在升天以前18节说，对他们说，天上地下所有的权柄都赐给我了。
Verse 18, all authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me.
这个在四本福音书里面，马太是最清楚呢，耶稣作为王，然后这样一个得天上地下的权柄。
So Matthew is amongst all the Gospels most familiar about it, that most sure that Jesus as King has all the authority.
那么在马太福音16章，
Matthew chapter 16,
16章这个19节，
the 16 verse 19.
他对这个彼得说，我要把天国的钥匙给你，凡你在地上所捆绑的，在天上也要捆绑，凡你在地上所释放的，在天上也要释放。
Jesus told Peter, I will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven. Whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven.
然后第十八章
，Chapter 18，
他是对着门徒说的
，And this is to the disciples.
也对着我们说的。
Including us.
特别对着我们这个小组家庭小组说的。
Especially the cell group members.
什么呢？说我是在告诉你们，凡你们在地上所捆绑的，在天上也要捆绑；凡你们在地上所释放的，在地上也要释放。
I tell you the truth. I think that's verse 18. Whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven.
你在马太里面，你会看到很多 这个类似诗篇讲东西的那一个方式。
And so in the Gospel of Matthew, you see a lot of shadows of what Psalms talk about.
上帝要借着以色列人
through the Israelites,
捆绑敌人
God wants to bind the enemies,
捆绑君王
bind the kings.
诶，在这个马太福音里面，你看到说耶稣这样讲话。
And you say, hey, in Matthew, Jesus speaks like this.
然后马太福音很清楚讲说。谁是王？谁是那个有权柄的
？And very clearly, Matthew states, "Who is this king, and who is this king with authority?"
我们刚才看到说，主耶稣是这个得这个权柄的。
And is Jesus is the one with this authority?
那么在这个登山宝训一开始的时候
，And in the Sermon on the Mount, the beginning of it,
他说：“虚心的人有福，因为天国是他的。
”Blessed are the meek, because for them is the kingdom of heaven.
就是说，这样一个大有权柄能力的这样的东西呢？是属于所谓虚心的人有福了。
So this thing, this blessedness of belonging to the with that comes with authority belongs to those who are meek and poor in spirit.
那么你再回到刚才诗篇一百这个四十九篇。
And then we go back to Psalm 149.
那一些所谓在赞美、在唱这样的一个诗的人。这里面怎么形容这些人呢
？And you see those people who were singing praises to God, how did they describe themselves?
他说他们是信的，这个是神喜爱的，而且第四节要用救恩当作谦卑人的这个装饰。
Says in verse 4 that oh these are the people that God delights in, and He will crown their humbleness with salvation.
还有呢，他说第五节，愿他们在床上欢呼。
And verse 1, they say they will sing for joy on their beds.
诶，为什么是在床上？
Why on their beds?
为什么不是在圣殿，或者说不是在客室，或者是什么？
Why not in the sanctuary or anywhere else?
所以有一个学者说，
So one scholar came up with this.
在唱这首，在赞美这一首诗的人，
The people who were singing this praise.
都是那一些软弱，都是那一些其实是受打击的人。
Actually, are those who are weak and who were afflicted.
如果你认为说这首诗歌是那一些打胜仗回来之后呢，然后说上帝使我们打胜，然后用这个来敬赞美上帝的话
，If you think that this praise belongs to those who are triumphant after a war and who sing this praise,
当然那个整个意义就很不一样。
Then the significance is very different.
那个真的是很叫我们担心，说上帝在制造一群呢这个好战的人，然后常常说我是奉上帝的名呢，我来呢可以把你打倒。
And that would be very scary because it means that God is really raising up a people of army to go out for war.
但是我想不是的，在唱这些诗歌的时候，这些以色列百姓。
But I think it is not so because those Israelites who were singing this praise.
他们是那种。战败是那一种被上帝管教，是在这个被掳亡国的这个时候。
These were the people who were the exiles, who have lost in the war, who were disciplined by God.
但是上帝一直要成为他们的盼望，成为他们的一个希望。
And yet God wants to be their hope.
但是这个盼望跟这个希望是怎么样的一种希望，一种盼望
？But what kind of hope is this?
这个盼望跟希望，其实再重新放到神自己。
This hope, if you have to place it back to God Himself.
上帝是创造主。
God as a creator.
上帝也是以色列的王。
God as the king of Israel.
他要再一次呢做以色列的王。
He will once again be the king of Israel.
但是他怎么做王呢
？But how will he be king?
所以在这个事情一直在发展下去的时候
，So as these things develop,
一些犹太人根据一些旧约的圣经。
Some of the Jews, according to the Old Testament,
一些的圣经啊，他们就归纳出不同的态度。
And so different Jewish people, according to different parts of the Old Testament, came up with different way of thinking.
在弥迦书用翻啊，弥迦书四章十三节。
For example, the book of Micah, 四章chapter 4, verse 13.
那么以赛亚书这个二十六章五到六节。
Isaiah 26:25.
那么最麻烦的就是这个撒迦利亚书九到十二章。
And the most problematic is the book of Zechariah chapter 9.
啊，这些经文好像有点给你一个感觉，上帝要借助以色列人呢去对付别人。
They give you an impression that God is using the Israelites to overcome the enemies.
但是更多的时候呢，旧约的经文呢，每次是说是上帝处理这件事情。
But actually, in other parts of the Old Testament, it's God Himself who will tackle this.
那么很多时候他只是说上帝会带来一个结果。
And it just says God will bring forth a consequence.
他从来没有讲那个过程会是怎么样。
It doesn't tell you the process.
所以我们很多时候我们很喜欢说 application。
So when we come to so-called application,
这样我们就自己弄出很多 step 出来。
We may come up with many steps.
但是我告诉你，很多时候经文没有给你那些 step， 他不给你。
Yet the scripture, if you look carefully, did not give you these steps.
而你硬硬弄出那一些 step， 你就很多时候带进很多跟圣经不一样的所谓 application.
And you could be in error if you keep on forcing yourself to come up with some applications.
各位弟兄姐妹，我真的是劝你们，真的是在这个仔细的读。不是有 application 就一定就是最好的查经那一次。
And so, the Bible study doesn't mean that if you have application, it's the best, the study that you.
可能前面我们讲的好好，就是来到最后出现 application， 我们把整个东西搞砸了。
Perhaps we have done very well in the beginning, but when it comes to the application steps, we make some mistakes.
有些时候你就是要保留上帝，就是没有这样讲，就是留在那边，就是停在那边。
Sometimes you might just have to bury it and accept that you know things are just as it is. There's no application.
然后当你发现到有一当上帝把它做出来的时候
，And when God executes it，
所以你怎么会想到上帝怎么来重新做以色列的王呢
？So you think how would God become king of Israel again？
上帝重新再来成为全部人的王呢
？To be the king of all people。
上帝在怎么样告诉人家说他是创造主呢
？How is God going to tell the world that He is the creator？
他用耶稣
，Through Jesus。
他用耶稣这样一个一生人这样的一种方式。
Through Jesus and the life of Jesus.
保罗在哥罗西书第一章十五到二十节说，他是创造主，他是本于他而造的，为他造而造的。
The book of Colossians says that the world was created for him and for his sake.
在哥林多前书十五章。
Galatians, no.
First Corinthians 十五章。
15.
给你看到说耶稣怎么样是一个新的创造。
Allow us to see how Jesus is a new creation.
那么至于耶稣就是王。
And regarding Jesus as king,
我们刚才已经看到马太福音了。
We've seen it in the Gospel of Matthew.
但是你记得耶稣怎么做王的吗
？But do you remember how did Jesus become king?
耶稣竟然是给世上的王把他钉死，把他弄死，然后成为王。
He was actually killed and nailed on the cross by the king of the world.
路加福音这个。第一章是使约翰的爸爸哑巴了九个月，然后后来开声讲话。他的那个赞美诗也是上帝怎么出头，上帝会我以色列人怎么打胜。
And so the father of John the Baptist, when he opened his mouth to praise God, was also talking about you know the war and how God will bring victory to them.
他是把结果讲出来。
He spoke about the consequence, the outcome.
那么你以为那个是在告诉你说是步骤？
And you thought that the outcome was the process.
这样就是全部犹太人去拿枪就来打战。
And so let's all Israelites rise up and bring your guns and let's go and fight.
不是这个成为我们的王的这位耶稣。
No, because the God, the Jesus who became our king.
他做王的过程。
The way that he became king.
我们从来都没有想到，竟然是这样。
It's beyond our imagination and expectation.
他不是把别人打倒。
He wasn't there to demolish everyone.
他不是把反对他的人弄死。
He did not kill all those who oppose him.
他是让反对他的人弄死他。
Oh, he let those who oppose him kill him.
他不是把那一些对他不利的人呢打下去。
He did not oppress or suppress those who were unbeneficial to him.
在马太福音，你记得这些都是耶稣在马太福音讲的。
Jesus spoke all this in Matthew.
当人打你的左脸，你另外一边给他打。
When someone slap you on the left side, then you let him slap the other side.
为要爱你的敌人。
You got to love your enemies.
你现在明白了
吗 ？Can you understand now?
你现在看到一个很不一样的一种方式，上帝来展示他的权力，上帝来展示他的这个权柄。
You realize that there's a different way that God comes to show His power and to show His authority.
他说：“现在天上地下权柄都给我了。”
All authority on heaven and earth is given to me.
但是你发现到他在他一生人里面，他从来没有呢出手打过一个人，从来没有用过他的一个这个能力呢去彰显去拿他的权力。
But in his life, he has never physically hit out at someone.
但是他还是成为王。
Yet he became the king.
上帝。造了诗篇一百四十九篇，所给以色列人的这样一个盼望，真的，他再一次让他们看见他是王，他也是创造主。
And so this hope that God gave the Israelites in Psalm 149, He gave them the hope that once again He is a King and He is their Creator.
你看到说是绕了这么的一大圈的。
went through such a long process.
而且也是不跟我们一般的逻辑想法是一般的。
And not according to the way that we think logically.
所以我要想回这一句话 ，Don't think logically, but think theologically， 就是这样的一个意思。你看到说，上帝真的是用一种很不一样的方式去达到那个目的。
God often uses ways that's out of our expectation, imagination to reach His outcome.
天国近了。
The kingdom of heaven is near.
因为王出现了。
Because the king has appeared.
而这个王成为王，竟然是为以受苦受罪来成为王。
And yet this king came as a suffering king who bears our sins.
所以这一篇的诗篇，当我们在唱的时候。
And so when we sing this praise.
我们今天我们看到它已经成为一个事实。
We see that it has already become a fact.
是上帝自己解释这个诗篇应该是怎么样子了解的。
It is God who gives us an explanation on how we should understand this psalm.
因为在这个新约里面，他们常常引用回这些诗篇来说耶稣。
Because in the New Testament, they keep on coming back to these psalms to talk about Jesus.
所以你看到一方面来讲说敬拜赞美是危险的。
So you realize on one hand, worship can be dangerous.
但是是看内容。
But it's also about the content.
那你说所有的宗教都一样吗？
You say, is all religion the same?
不一样。
Not the same.
耶稣的做法不一样。
Because the way of Jesus is different.
耶稣要表达的东西不一样。
The way that Jesus expresses is different.
那你说今天我们有了这样的主。
And you say, today you have such a Lord.
我们是在赞美跟敬拜这样的主。
We are praising and we are worshiping this God.
而原来他是这样的一回事的话。
And he does things this way.
是的，敬拜赞美是危险的。
Yes, praise and worship is dangerous.
但是当它的内容是不同的时候。
But when the content is different.
它是帮助我们。
It is to help us.
我们都要敬拜赞美。
All of us require praise and worship.
但是我们要问我们自己。
But we need to ask ourselves.
我们敬拜谁？
Who are we worshiping?
我们敬拜什么？
What are we worshiping?
我们赞美什么？
What are we praising?
我们天天心中我们放的最重最重要的，或者是会去为他付出，会去为他花时间的。
What is who is the most priority in our hearts?
你说这个是帮助我们的呢，还是呢一直不断的慢慢的在伤害我们的？
Is this helping us every day or
他是在这个也同时帮助社会帮助别人的呢？
Is it also helping society and the world?
我希望说我们看到说我们能够成为一个敬拜这样的一位神的人。
I pray that because you're worshiping such a God,
我想相信上帝不是无知，不是幼稚，不是不科学的。
Believing in God is not a naive or ignorant or non-scientific.
你看到说有这样的一位生命的对象是我们敬拜的对象的时候。
You say that this is target of our life is someone that we worship.
又再回到马太福音。
If we come back again to the Matthew.
这样一个有权柄的会得到权柄荣耀的说，凡劳苦担重担的到我这里来。
This one who has all the authority on heaven and earth, he says, all of you who are weary and burdened, come to me.
我心里柔和谦卑。
I am humble and meek.
我的轭是轻省的。
My yoke is light.
我的担子是轻。
My burden is light.
你知道，王从常就叫百姓很痛苦的。
Most of the time, kings will come and causes misery to the people.
王很少心里面是谦卑温柔的。
Very likely are kings meek and humble in heart.
他对你说：“我是最高最大的，你应该来敬拜我。”
They will tell you that I'm the highest, and therefore you should come and honor me.
你应该进贡，你应该。交税，你应该替我盖房子，你应该替我那个。
Pay my tax, do this, do that for me.
这个是当时的人的王。
And it is the kings of those times.
也可能是今天很多时候那一些所谓统治者。
And also probably a lot of those in authority today.
但是当你发现到说统治者做的东西像耶稣这样的时候。
But you realize that when those in authority does things like the way Jesus does.
正如林肯所说的。
Just like what President Lincoln says.
Government is for the people, of the people, by the people. 这个我不会翻译。你就看到说他得到百姓的这个拥戴。
And you realize that such kings are honored by the people.
而我们今天已经很幸运的有这样的一位王成为我们可以敬拜。
And we are very grateful today because we have such a king that we can worship.
但愿我们敬拜这样的王。
And really, we hope that we worship this king.
也我们活出这样的王的一种生命样式。
And as we worship him, we also live out the way that the king has lived.
是的，现在这个世界人人都在争那一口气。
Yes, in this world, everyone wants to have the last word.
你说我们争什么？
Then you say, what are we fighting for?
你说我们在说什么？
What are we talking about?
你说我们每个礼拜在这里呢，做什么？
What are we doing every week here?
是不是为别人为自己真的是不一样？
Is it to be different and transformed for the sake of others and for ourselves?
如果是的话，
If that is so,
虽然敬拜赞美是危险的，
Even if worshiping and praising is dangerous,
我们要不停地敬拜赞美。
We cannot stop praising and worshiping.
你们要赞美耶和华。
You have to praise the Lord.
我们一起祷告。主，我们感谢你，感谢你重新回到我们的当中，做我们的主，做我们的王，让我们的生命能够复复，让我们生命有一个美好的生命，能够敬仰，能够敬崇，能够敬拜，能够施予，能够提升，能够打破我们的封闭，打破我们的自以为是。主啊，你让我们走在人的当中，叫我们这些敬拜神的人在人群当中是一个别人的祝福。你恩待，你加添力量给我们。祷告感谢，是奉主耶稣基督的名，阿门。